Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Chart Choppers on the Chop Sports Network. I am your host, Alan Austin, joined again by the guy who's been with me for most of these lists as we tackle the top 10 players in each division, Dave Sturcio. How are you, my friend?
I am just as good as I was 25 minutes ago when we first did the first episode. I'm good, baby.
Yeah, we are breaking the fourth wall a little bit. We have recorded a couple back-to-back.
Yeah, I love it.
Let's just say that. NFC South, Dave, and we're going to jump right into it because...
Are all of them Buccaneers?
Well, listen, man, this division is loaded like a baked potato at Applebee's, all right?
After 10, half off or no?
Doesn't matter. I'm willing to go pay full price at normal dinner time to get this baked potato. So, oh my goodness. Dave, this is the first time. You don't know this. I'm telling you right now, this is the top 20.
Are you serious?
We're going to run through it. Don't you worry. You will get home to your wife and daughter not before
top
too long.
20.
Top 20. I couldn't pick.
All right.
It's so loaded.
You didn't even preface. You didn't warn me. Like, here we go.
Boom.
Let's go.
All right. Number 20, cornerback, Tampa Bay Bucks, Carlton Davis. The only cornerback in the division making the list.
Really?
Yes.
I know a better cornerback right off the rip. All right. Go ahead.
Who you got?
Lattimore? The Saints?
I think he's better than Lattimore.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Number 19. We talked about on other episodes, loving defensive tackles. Vita Vea.
I wish he was a Cowboy. I'm pretty sure I traded for him multiple times in Madden. Because he's that damn good. Yes.
Yep. Number 18. Staying on the defensive line for the Bucs, Shaq Barrett.
I was just going to say how many Bucs are on this list because it's just their
deep. Do you see, though, that we're at 19 and 18 and these names are being dropped?
Yes, I can only imagine where other legends have surfaced.
Number 17, Ali Marpet, guard on the Bucs.
Giving some love for some offensive line. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
More Bucs.
What everyone didn't see was the look you gave me when I said his name. Number 16, another Buc, Tristan Wirfs, offensive tackle.
That I know.
There you go. Yeah,
he's good.
Number 15, first non-Buck linebacker, DeMario Davis, Saints.
Totally with it.
Number 15. That's how deep this... I just can't get over it.
This is a very deep division.
Number 14, the other solid linebacker from the division, Levante David.
Perfect.
31 years old. I know people have snarky comments about that. He still brought in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. He's half the reason why they won the damn thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Guy's still amazing. Number 13, defensive tackle... Atlanta Falcons, Grady Jarrett.
I love Grady Jarrett. He's another...
The guy has been a victim of circumstance.
He has. And it is not going to get any easier being on the Falcons because that defense is kind of atrocious.
Can I tell you something, though? Wild card team.
What?
Wild card team.
The Falcons.
I want it to be known right now. You heard it here first. The Atlanta Falcons will be a wild card team this year.
Are you sure that you want to go on that? You're going to die on that hill.
I'm not going to die on the hill, but I'm on the record.
All right.
They will be a wild card.
I'm going to clip that up and definitely throw it out there to the masses just
Please
to
do.
See. I will.
Please do.
Oh, boy. I get the timestamp. Okay.
Number 12. I have such a love for safeties. Like, I just love.
My father played safety. So, like, I'm with
my
you.
My father played safety in high school.
Yeah, so did my dad.
All right. I think it is the grittiest, like, I know it's not the grittiest because, like, people say, linemen, blah, blah, blah. I just think safeties are badass. I don't know how else to say it.
You know what it is? They've been known to just lay the wood. They've been known to just be the guys that, like, when you think of safety, you just think of Ronnie Lott and guys that, like, you know, broke fingers, reset their own fingers, and got right back in the game, taped the two together. You know, guys that won't be pulled off the field due to a stub toe. You know what I mean?
Guys that can play with broken hands.
Yes.
Like you said.
They wear the club.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, God. So, Marcus Williams of the Saints.
Yeah, that's fine. I've been saying that the Saints are going to fall off a little bit more than a lot of people, but then now people are starting to jump all over the Jameis Winston train, and I don't particularly believe in that theory yet. Let him not throw interceptions, and then I'll be like, all right, he's all right. You know, but like, he's like, oh, you know, that one year he threw 30 interceptions too, yeah. You know? So,
Matt, that's me and Matt.
We'll see. Right.
I throw a ton of interceptions because I just drop back 100 feet and chuck it up in the air. I'm not very good. As we talked about on a past episode, thank God for Dalton Watkins. So the Dalton Watkins, the fake player that by year 20
is a Super Bowl champion, yeah. MVP, gold jacket fitted.
Absolutely. That's
such a good. I need you. Not for nothing, bro. I've been thinking of merchandise ideas for certain people. You need to do like a t-shirt jersey for Dalton Watkins. 100%. Absolutely.
I'll have to like load up my old franchise mode and like get a screen cap of them. So
display.
All right. So by the way, the Saints, we talked about them. They are a team that could make the playoffs and I'd be like, okay, or completely be atrocious. And I'd be like, okay.
Right. Like, that's where I think they're at. I think they're on the way down. They didn't address the quarterback situation with Drew Brees' departure. Addressing it is not putting Jameis Winston back there. I'm sorry.
Fluctuating him with Taysom Hill.
I mean, this Taysom Hill guy is like Tebow turned up a little bit, you know, like he can run and that's great. But like, I don't know, man. I'm still not even sold on that kid either.
I in fantasy, I had quarterback injuries last year. Taysom Hill, I brought in, believe it or not. I
thought he was listed as a tight end last year.
It was the NFL app.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was different.
I have the NFL app, yeah. I just know ESPN listed him as a tight end.
Yes, and
be like your super flex player or something.
Yeah, some people got away with that last year.
Yeah.
But he did pretty good for me because he would rush all the time, and he ran it in a couple times. He's not on this list. Jameis is not on this list.
Good.
Okay, number 11, Chris Godwin. Wide receiver Buccaneers.
Not even the best receiver on his team, so I'm hoping that the other receiver pops up. Maybe I'm hoping two receivers pop up.
From that team?
For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No?
One
okay.
more.
Okay, one more, and it better be the one more that I think of.
It will obviously be the one more that you think.
I don't know, man. I got this feeling it won't be, but anyway.
He's at number 10.
Oh, so he's next.
He's next, Mike Evans.
Okay, thank God. I was like, I thought you were going to put AB up there.
No.
Mike Evans, to me, is still one of the best wide receivers in football overall. Like,
you mean pure
athletic
ability.
go up and grab one, route running ability, vision, athleticism. Mike Evans is that dude. He goes up there, and I'm sure we'll preview this when we talk about the AFC West, but like him and like Keenan Allen to me are like two of those guys that like they're not gonna like blow you away on the 40-yard dash. They're not gonna, you know, even cut your ankles up on the three-cone drill. You know what I mean? But like those guys that if I need a big catch on a 3rd and 16, these guys are gonna make sure they get to the sticks and move it.
Yeah.
So that's why I like those guys.
I'm a huge Mike Evans fan.
Yeah, big time.
The only reason he's number 10 is just, again, in Tampa Bay, there's so much love to go.
So out of the first 10, there's what, $7? $6?
There's a lot. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 so far.
8 out of the first 10.
Out of the first 11, 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 through 20. Wow.
A lot of Bucks. They are the reigning champs.
Yeah, and they're going to get derailed on week one, but who am I?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's really hard to be unbiased sometimes. It's really hard to look in the mirror and say, I need to adjust my hat today. I don't know. All right, number 9. Saints defensive end Cameron Jordan.
Sure. I'm big on Jordan. He's been around for a long time. He's never been not reliable. He's always a game wrecker.
Talk about Mr. Consistent.
Yeah, that's the next word I was using. Very, very consistent. I like him. I like him a lot.
I could be swayed that Evans be put in front of him, but I do think he anchors that defense for years and has made them better than they deserve to be sometimes.
Agreed.
Number 8, Matty Ice, Matt Ryan. I think he's still a really great quarterback.
Is this the reason they're going to be a wild card team? You think Matt Ryan is going to be able to?
I think he's still a top 10 quarterback.
Now, since we're not using rookies, right?
Right.
Do you think Kyle Pitts is the answer over Julio Jones, losing Julio?
I think it's a different question that is being answered.
I don't know, man. That's a big weapon to lose. And, you know, where we're at? We're at number 9. That was number 9?
He's number 8.
That was number 8. So 7. Chances are you don't have another receiver from the Falcons on this list.
I do.
You do. So you ranked him higher than Mike Evans?
Yep. Now, I explained why. Evans has to share so many touches with a million people.
Yeah, I know. But you're talking about top players. They're not talking about stats.
I think stats plays a part.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I think it's an overall kind of thing. And right. I think Matt Ryan's going to be comeback player of the year.
Come on.
Dude, I know it sounds like I'm a Falcons fan.
There's a comeback player of the year on the wall, by the way. So, yeah, don't, it's not Derek Jeter.
Well, Aaron Rodgers.
No, he won MVP.
Could have been if he did leave. I don't see anyone else who could qualify. There's a soccer jersey. Maybe soccer could make a
That's
comeback.
That's a softball jersey.
That looks like a soccer jersey.
Oh, with the Nets.
A soccer ball pattern on it.
I mean, it's a no. Don't say that. I paid for those things. Don't say that.
Well, it's not ugly.
All right. It's a nice looking jersey. All right.
Anyway.
You're cut.
Matt Ryan.
You're cut from
eight.
The team you haven't even played. You don't like the jersey? You're off the team. Go ahead. So Matt Ryan, number eight.
Whoa. Do you want to make like a friendly wager about Matt Ryan's success this year?
What do you got? I mean, what do you think he's going to, what kind of numbers do you think this kid's going to put up? This kid, this man is going to put up.
This grandfather.
This grandpa is going to put up.
I think he is. You want to put it in terms of fantasy or real life?
Real life.
I think he'll have a top 10 QBR.
I hate QBR.
Well, give me. You want to judge it?
Does he throw more than 35 touchdowns?
That's a lot.
It is a lot, right?
Yeah. I'll say more than 30. Are you willing to go over 30? Or do you think 30 is doable?
30 is the doable, Mark. I think 35 is where we're at.
35.
You want to meet in the middle? 32 and a half?
32 and a half over under.
I'll take the over. I'll take the under.
All right.
All right, done.
All right. The
Your spot on the network depends on it. Let's go, Matt.
All right. Number seven, a dip for this player, because I think he might be on his way out. Michael Thomas.
He's a bitch. The guy is a little baby. And not only just because of the injury, but he's like, did you see about all the whole, like, nobody visited me in the hospital? Like, are you kidding me right now, bro? Grow a set and get back on the field. He's going to miss the first 6 weeks of this year. So that's a massive blow for the Saints.
Yeah.
And give me another receiver they're throwing it to. Traquan Smith, Marcus Callaway. Like, come on, man. Like, this is... Not
that
good.
May be their biggest downfall this season.
And guess what? If it was Drew Brees, I would say they can make amends. They can make stars.
Yeah.
Drew Brees was that good where he can make...
Star maker. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Same thing. Yeah, and especially in New England. But now that there's no Drew Brees, and now that there's nobody to catch the ball, this is going to go... I know he's one of your top five, maybe top three players on this list, and we'll get to him, but because he is that guy, but I don't know if he can carry this team.
Michael Thomas is on this list just based on... everything he's proven so far. The guy is a superstar. He's probably, to me, the best 50-50 ball guy.
Can't guard Mike.
In the game.
Can't guard Mike. Yeah.
It's
he used to be really good, man.
Well, I think until he's bad, not out, until he's bad, he's earned a top 10 spot.
Sure. Fine.
So
I'm with it.
Number seven. Number six, we're going to the offensive line here because the Saints, we're going back-to-back, 6-5. The Saints have two of the best tackles in the world, Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk. Like, elite offensive tackles in the NFL.
They're going to need it for keep Jameis upright. So, yeah.
They've been drafting offensive linemen like hotcakes.
They're not sexy picks. You know, when Dallas in 2014 draft, there was a chance, there was rumors that the Dallas Cowboys were going to draft Johnny Manziel, right, at 15.
I remember that.
And instead, they drafted Zach Martin, who turned out to be one of the best guards in football, if not right now, one of the top two.
Second best player in his division.
Right. Who's first?
Chase Young.
All right.
You agreed with it at the time.
Did I?
Yes.
Guys, it is almost time for the best time of the year, and that's tailgate season. And when you think about tailgates, you're thinking about beers and you're thinking about food. And when you're thinking about food, you're thinking about hot sauce. I'm talking about Silk City Hot Sauce. It's a mom-and-pop business from Vermont that produces hot sauce with locally grown peppers. There's several blends and flavors. Here's just a few. You got Slurp, which is fresh peaches, honey, Vermont apple cider, habanero and cherry pepper blend with a hint of smoked jalapeno. We got the Badass Jew, which is four pepper blend jalapeno, cherry pepper, serrano, and habaneros with tomato, roasted red peppers, roasted garlic, and Mexican seasoning. Good Morning Jonestown, which is a smoked habanero and smoked serrano with carrots, roasted peppers, garlic, onions, and a splash of white vinegar. Killer Hot is their second hottest three pepper blend featuring fatale, habanero, and ghost with roasted red peppers, garlic, and honey. Ghost Whisper is a pile of ghost and habanero with roasted peppers, garlic, onion, and red vinegar. It's a very powerful sauce with a deep and delicious flavor. And you guys got to check out the artwork on these bottles. Silk City uses professional comic book artists to create the coolest looking hot sauce in the biz. They offer great deals when you purchase the 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 mix and match packs. Go to silkcityhotsauce.com and use the coupon code CHOP. You're going to receive 20% off your order. You're going to receive a free bottle, and you're going to get some stickers along with that. That's silkcityhotsauce.com. I agree that he's the best player
in the division, yeah.
All right. I'll stick to my guns on that one. That's fine. But I'm saying, like, the draft, like, when you're sitting there in your front of the TV, and like, the Cowboys select, and you're like, right? And they say an offensive line, you're like, cool. You know, you're not excited.
Real football people get excited about that offensive line.
When you're a Saints fan, like, we know the big deal, Craig Steele, right? He's a massive Saints fan. I know for a fact he was excited when they draft offensive linemen because you need them. You need them. That's
never had enough.
You can't run an offense without it. So, good pick. I think it's a good pick.
Yeah, so back-to-back, Armstead and Ramczyk. Ramczyk. I'm probably botching it, so I apologize if I said it wrong. Number four, Calvin Ridley. I think
Ridley's going to have himself a year.
Last year, he proved that he was the real deal, and I think the Falcons are better. Pitts is there.
You think the Falcons are better?
Better than they were last year, yes. Yeah,
you think so?
I do.
By doing what?
They've just...
addition by subtraction? Like, they lost their best guy. Julio Jones was traded for a bag of balls. Like, this is not the ideal situation for the Atlanta Falcons. Who's running the ball down there?
The bag of balls you're speaking of were those home run derby ones, the goal ones that you send out for the autographed last pitch.
Right.
Calvin Ridley is going to have a monster year. He had one last year, and he's going to continue that. And for this list, pure talent mixed with stats, mixed with potential, he's an unbelievable player.
Okay. I agree. I think he's going to have a great year. It's just that, you know, in the times
really
that
Julio... Dave Sturcio hates the Falcons.
I don't hate the Falcons. No. I don't hate the Falcons. I just think that, you know, there was the one time where they sacked Dak Prescott 8 times, and I'll never forget it. But no, on the real, like, I just don't think they took a step in the right direction. Okay. You know, they lost... They changed head coaches. You know, they took the kid from Tennessee, I think, as their offensive coordinator.
I love Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith is good, but they didn't really do him any favors. I mean, they went offense first, early. You know, when's the last time you saw a tight end get drafted that high? This kid could wind up being a wide receiver, in my opinion. He might have that build to be like an Anquan Boldin, like big, tough receiver, rather than play tight end. But Julio Jones is one of the better receivers in football, and you just let him walk out the door, and there was no replacement for him. You can't tell me that Calvin Ridley, the reason why he succeeded last year, for the majority of it, when Julio was playing, Calvin Ridley was covered by CB2. You know what I mean? The times that he did miss, Julio was out, then you started to see trial by fire. Let's see what you can do against the best cornerbacks in football, which is the number one corners on every team. So I think this is going to be a test. I think that, you know, their offense will go as Matt Ryan goes, but I think Matt Ryan's in for a world of hurt.
What's your over-under on yards for Calvin Ridley this year?
Being that he's wide receiver one now.
But according to your logic, he's going to be stuffed all day.
No. I think he's going to be good. Don't get me wrong. He's a good football player. But I'm saying, like, trial by fire last year in only certain circumstances. Now he's going to have better coverage every week. I would still put him in the 1,000-yard crew. I would, you know. I would put him in 1,000. You know, their backups after that is, like, Russell Gage and, like, you know, guys.
They have to prove themselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of question marks in Atlanta, but Calvin Ridley deserves to be on this list as high as 4. I don't know if I agree with that, but you know, again, he's the main star now, and it's time for him to kind of just bask in it.
All right. Well, real quick, this is a 20-man list. We don't need to do that many honorable mentions, but I know there are people out there. Rob Gronkowski, you know, probably not who he once was, but apparently he had a better year last year than he did in 2018.
Maybe. I think he's just rejuvenated because of the situation. Maybe. You know, you're out of the cold weather into Tampa, and now you can party with Tom Brady again. Like, it's just...
And he's probably fine. Healed the last couple of years, you know, WrestleMania appearance aside.
Right. Falling off the thing.
Yeah. Sam Darnold's not an honorable mention. Just worth talking about because it's this market. Not an honorable mention.
There's not one Panther on this list, and I'm assuming one of them is, and it's probably number one, but... Or at least top three.
Yeah. Eric McCoy, Saints center.
You love that Saints offensive line.
I do. I love a good offensive line because as a Giants fan and not having one for so long.
And still not addressing it this offseason.
It's just, and people in preseason are playing worse than they should be. So We'll see. All right. So I'm going to, you know, Chris Lindstrom, a guard, talking about offensive linemen. Taylor Moton for the Panthers, the tackle. He's great. Marshawn Lattimore, Jamal Dean, Antoine Whitfield, Deion Jones, all really good defensive players.
Fine.
Number three, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately for Kamara, there's a lot riding on his performances week in and week out for the Saints team. There will be times he scores five touchdowns in a game. There will be. But there's also going to be times where he just can't get out of his own way. He's an all-world player, skill-wise, great. But again, this is one of those things where that offense has taken such a blow with the loss of Drew Brees. I know Drew Brees wasn't even Drew Brees in that last year, but like
a lesser Drew Brees is still a greater quarterback.
100%. And I think that his leadership and everything that he provided in the locker room and keeping all of his guys upbeat and upright, there's a lot riding on Kamara. He's going to have to be an all-world player for this offense to even click at all.
Or just not get hurt. That's true. He's going to be targeted.
He does have one of the better backups in football, though. Latavius Murray doesn't get enough burn, and no, that dude's a good change of pace back. So Anytime that Kamara does to come, you know, either A, take himself off the field, or B, get banged up, Latavius Murray usually fills that void pretty well.
I mean,
well.
You can't replace Kamara with Murray generally. No. I think just outer-worldly talent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number two, Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, you mother effer. I know exactly.
You can't not put Tom Brady at number one.
You got to be kidding me, bro.
I have no horse in the race.
You got to be kidding me.
Hold on. Let's talk about Christian.
Yes. Let's not just brush over one of the more elite, elusive running backs in football. The only problem is you just got to see him stay healthy now.
He wasn't on the field last year.
He battled back a little bit, but then once again got hurt again.
Look, Kamara, credit to Kamara. The guy's been on the field a lot the last couple of years, and he gets hit.
Right.
McCaffrey, Barkley, a lot of these guys, you just hope they stay on the field.
Correct.
Christian McCaffrey went on the field. Unbelievable.
No, I remember watching him in college, and I said, this kid is pro ready. Like, he's going to be that good. I think I watched him return punts and kicks. I was like, man, this guy's shifty as hell.
What a bold prediction from you at the time. This, one of the most pure athletes.
I know. One of the better. I know.
I was there when Dave said Christian McCaffrey would be someone to remember.
I was like, his daddy was such a good receiver for them Denver Broncos, boy. And I'll tell you what, like, so yeah.
He's one of the first players that I felt old being like, this guy's a 3-year vet now.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, mm-hmm. Ed McCaffrey, I remember well. I remember him a little bit. I remember him well.
Me too.
So Christian McCaffrey, hope he stays on the field because he's so exciting. That team... Not that good.
Just like you said something bold about the Falcons.
Yeah.
The Carolina Panthers are my sneaky pick this year to make some noise. I really do. Sam Darnold actually has a coach, you know, like that could be to bring out the potential in him. His rapport with Robbie Anderson's really good. DJ Moore, they also got, you know, the loss of Curtis Samuel kind of hurts because he's like a gadget guy and he went to freaking Washington.
I think he'll be great on Washington.
Yeah, I think so too, unfortunately. But I think that the Carolina Panthers, They're gonna make a little bit of more noise than people think.
I don't dislike them as a franchise, so if they did, I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, I'm down for that. I think they have some cool uniforms. You know, mm-hmm. If you have not listened, go back and listen to the Chart Choppers about coolest uniforms in professional sports going right now. Number one's Tom Brady, man. The best player we've ever seen. Like,
well, fine, if you want to say that.
But he just won the Super Bowl. So I understand. To say he's over the hill doesn't even make sense.
No, I understand the whole like best player ever. Because he is, you know, he is the GOAT. Like, there's no denying that. He's the greatest of all time. When it comes to accolades, when it comes to success and championships, that's he's the greatest of all.
Discrediting those accolades and saying they don't count?
No. I'm not saying they don't count, but he's definitely not pound for pound the best quarterback to ever play the game. He's not. I'll put Aaron Rodgers over him. I'll put Patrick Mahomes over him. Like, and Patrick Mahomes has been here around for the league for the cup of coffee. Tom Brady is a good quarterback, right? He's won all these championships.
What's the special sauce?
I mean, the special sauce is, have you seen the freaking team that Tampa loaded up with last year?
Well, before Tampa, even.
Before Tampa, you had Bill Belichick.
Oh, come on. You're crediting everyone but Tom Brady. That's not fair.
And you know what's, like, if this was Gooch, he would fight you right now. He'd say, drop the mic. Let's go. We're rolling. There's enough room here to roll around. Like, he hates Tom Brady. I don't hate Tom Brady. I just think that, like, he gets a lot of credit for being, like, a great thrower of the football. You know what I'm saying? I just don't feel like he's mechanically the best quarterback out there right now. You're putting him as the best player in that division, right? Why? Because he's won a lot of Super Bowls, right? No, not because
he wins a lot of games.
No, but I'm saying, like, right now, do you honestly think he's a better football player than half the guys that you've listed today?
Of course.
See, I don't know. Just,
I mean, agree.
This is your list, my man. I'm just saying. Oh. I just don't agree.
Which picture is going to jump at me next?
Probably Deion, because he would have friggin' picked them off a bunch of times. But I Tom Brady, you cannot take anything away from the fact that he's the most successful quarterback in the history of this game.
Then he's number one right now. He's still playing. He's number one.
Okay. Done. You got it.
By the way, I think you said they're going to be dethroned, which is fine.
On week one, they might win 16 straight after that.
Man, you got to take your blinders off once in a while. You think Dallas is going to beat them week one?
I think Tom Brady has a hard time getting off to a good start. It's in Tampa. They're hanging the banner that day. It's opening night.
They're going to be flying high.
Man. I mean, you would think. He was in opening night last year, and you know what he didn't do? Fly high.
Last year, when he didn't have any preseason and time to get adjusted to this.
Is that what we're doing? Because he took about 3 snaps in the preseason this year, so it's not that big a deal to take snaps in the preseason.
I'll
tell you right now, Tom Brady is the prototypical quarterback that takes a little bit to get going. But once he gets going, he's, bah, 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 you know, he's just firing out all cylinders. Takes him a little while. That week one shit. That might be the determining factor of the Dallas Cowboys.
Like, it might help you guys way more than it would affect him.
Of course.
But also, you know, to say one game at the beginning of the season matters is fine.
Now that there's 17 games, I mean, there's so much time to make it up.
So much time for week one. Week one is week one.
Correct.
People put a lot of stake in it because it's exciting more than it is.
You know what I've been saying since forever? My Cowboys were successful when I was a young little lad, you know, but like since then they've done nothing. But every time and any time the Cowboys ever start off 0-2, I was just like, well, the Cowboys started off 0-2 in 1993 and they won the Super Bowl. You know,
so you don't put stock into the first couple of weeks.
I don't. No,
again,
not
it's more exciting than it is quality football.
Correct. Especially with the fact that half of these guys don't play in the preseason.
Yeah.
You know, nobody did.
No, it's not the 70s and 80s anymore.
No, it's not. And like, I've done a lot of research about what those guys used to do back then.
Sell cars.
First of all, there used to be 8 preseason games. Did you know that?
No.
8. Imagine sitting there for 2 freaking months waiting for games to matter.
You know who would want that now? TV networks.
Yeah, but not really, because they added it on the back end. You know, they get a 17th game. They get an 18th week. Nobody wants to watch preseason football. No. And you know what? After the injuries that happened this week, or this year, or this week in particular, I'm good without it.
We'll see. I would not
get it down to 2 games.
If the union came in and said,
bro, like Dobbins, you know, Akers, all these youngsters, Ntieni from Jacksonville, they're all gone. The season's a wash.
And it happens. You know,
it does, but like,
you never want to see it at preseason.
And it's funny because Gooch has said it to me. I'm like, oh, Dak's got to get on the field and get some live game action because he hasn't seen the field since the Giant game, since he broke his ankle, right? So I'm the one that's like, he's got to get on the field. Let's get it done. Let's get a couple reps. Let's get that game speed. But Gooch made a good point. He goes, until it happens to one of your guys in preseason, that's when you draw the line. Jordy Nelson tore his ACL a couple years back with the Packers. He said, I never want to see another preseason game again.
Also, with Dak, you've got to think muscle memory will kick in immediately.
Yeah, you would think. Well, hopefully. I mean, hopefully.
Well, if he's as good as you say he is, that should happen.
I think he is.
All right, that was the NFC South. 20 players rolled through it. As you can see, it would have been too difficult to pick a top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to 20. We will be back with the next episode with the AFC version of the South, which is not as loaded as the NFC version of the South. Dave, thank you. This has been Chart Choppers on the Chop Sports Network. That's that. Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers.